Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Diesel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. We're used to having our NASA astronauts be highly conditioned and trained, but what about people like you and me? With commercial space travel now available, that's a reality.
It raises the question of space travel's impact on human health. New studies reveal even short space trips take a toll on the body.
Scientists studied data collected from the first all-civilian crew of the Inspiration4 mission. They spent 3 days in orbit over 350 miles above Earth and about 100 miles higher than the International Space Station.
This crew consisted of 2 men and 2 women between the ages of 29 and 51. While in space, they collected saliva, urine, feces, and blood samples, took ultrasounds and cognitive tests, and wore fitness trackers.
They found that 3 days in space was enough to alter their health and cognition. Genes associated with the immune system activation, especially in repairing DNA damage, were more active.
There was disruption to the mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell. At the ends of the chromosomes, the telomeres lengthen, most likely to protect cells from the radiation exposure in space.
The epigenome in DNA, which impacts how certain genes express, saw changes, especially in the immune cells.
Although most of the changes reverted back to normal upon return to Earth, some persisted for 3 months afterward. As trips to the Moon and Mars become more feasible, we'll need to know how to keep our astronauts and space tourists healthy in space.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at IlluminousSciComm.com.